time for the business news now from Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. Kilsarren is a major player in Ireland's construction industry. It manufactures and supplies ready-mix concrete, concrete blocks and other building materials. Today, the group is launching two new electric concrete trucks. To tell us more, we're joined by Ken Mulkearns, Group Head of Innovation and Sustainability at Kilsarren. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula. How are you?
Thank you very much for coming into the programme.
You're most welcome.
Now, these are the big trucks with the giant cement mixers on the back.
That's
correct.
And they're
electric. Tell us more.
They are. They're electric. So they're the first of their kind in Ireland or the UK, the first two of their kind. So they're a Volvo FM electric concrete mixer truck. They have five batteries each, and they have a range of about 300 kilometres per charge, depending on the weight that they're carrying.
How do you charge an electric concrete truck?
Very same way that you would charge an electric car. So we have two charging points in our Rings End depot in the city centre. So they would plug in there at night time and charge for the next day.
And how many regular trucks does Kilsarren have on the road?
We'd have in excess of 300 vehicles on the road at any given time. But the two electric trucks in our South Bank Road Rings End depot would represent 15% of the fleet there.
Okay, do you plan to expand the fleet of electric trucks?
We do hope so, yeah. The electric trucks themselves are extremely expensive. They're more than twice the cost of their diesel combustion engine counterpart. But absolutely, we're going to run a pilot for 12 months and we're going to run and collate all that data and then hopefully roll them out across other plants.
Now, cement is one of the most utilised materials on earth and its production accounts for as much as 7% of global CO2 emissions. Two electric trucks, they're great, but what else can be done to make it less damaging to the planet?
Yeah, absolutely. So cement is and its clinker content is a big CO2 emitter, but at Kilsarren we fully believe that there's no one single silver bullet to try and get over our emissions. So we have a number of initiatives that we're running. For an example, if I take our dry mortar plant in Kildare, we used to burn diesel there to dry our sand. We've now retrospectively fitted them with LPG, so we've lowered emissions there by 45%. The fleet of diesel trucks itself, through driver training and through investment in new fleet, we've reduced our litres of diesel used per ton of material carried by 22% since 2017. If we take our road surfacing, our asphalt, we take the planings off the road and create new tarmac with it, which is called RAP, and that we can go up to 40% of a recycled addition there. So that cuts emissions by 15% and cuts the use of virgin aggregates by 25%. So we have a whole list of initiatives that we work on. As I say, there's no one silver bullet, but our research and innovation team that work Monday to Friday solely on research and innovation in our labs work on a number of initiatives to try and decarbonise what we have.
Okay, and it must be hard to navigate environmental and construction requirements. Like, on the one hand, we're constantly hearing about the need for tens of thousands more houses to be built each year, and you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, and that hard place is made of concrete.
Absolutely, but concrete is one of the most durable materials that you have out there. It'll have a lifespan of between 60 and 100 years. So if you're building, you're not knocking down and trying to repurpose. As I said, if we can cut the CO2 in that concrete to good low levels, then we believe that it is a viable option.
Can you recycle old concrete?
You can, of course, yeah. So you can crush concrete and use the aggregates in it as a recycled concrete aggregate to put into new products. So in our paving business, we would crush our old end of stock concrete paving and we use about 12% of that back into new paving.
That's very interesting. Ken Mulkearns from Kilsarren, thank you very much for coming on the programme.